Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the famous words of the Joker, Cole, and here we go. The floodgates are open. 844-326-3663. The Wire to Wire Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles Markets is now open. Send in your name, your game, and the spread. You got to give us all three of those pieces of information, or it is an invalid pick. You have to give us the whole game, i.e. both teams that are playing, or it is an invalid pick. You have to give us the spread that is currently posted on ESPN.com, or it is an invalid pick. We're cracking down, Cole. No more of this loosey-goosey, laissez-faire nonsense. It's week 8, by God. Get it right.
Yeah, I don't know why Tolos continue to send in. Maybe they only listen when we're talking about the Upset Picks Challenge, and they only listen for a five-minute snippet. I don't know, but again, you have to wait until 4 p.m. You've got to wait till 4. It's not real hard. On Wednesdays and then on Thursdays and Fridays, guess what? Entire show, 3 to 7. Mm-hmm. And the floodgates have already opened. Again, 844-326-3663. We, every week, Diesel, have been successful of getting new Tolos to jump into the challenge. But we're calling on a big, big, big week. Yeah. We need some new ones. We need some new Tolos. And there are also, unfortunately, Tolos that haven't gotten their upset pick in a while.
That's very, very true. Don't slack. Keep it going all season long. Because, Cole, just because you may be down in the bottom 10 of the upset pick. Yeah, well, I wasn't going
to. I'll say it. I
wasn't going to call us out. You, me, Rob Brown, we're all inside the bottom 10 in this challenge. And I'm not happy about it. I've been doing this challenge for a number of years. So I feel like I know what I'm doing. I have finished inside the top 10 in this challenge before. So I feel like I know what I'm doing. That's why it's so damn frustrating that as of right now, you and I are tied for 97th place with Sasquatch Joe with just 5.5 points. Good thing is we're a full point ahead of Rob Brown, so that ain't nothing.
That, I guess that's better than something, right?
You only have to win by one. Tolos, 844-326-3663 is our text line. You do not have to put the word fan on your texts anymore, though it doesn't matter if you do. Some Tolos still do it. It's a matter of habit, I guess, point of pride that they like texting in with that word fan.
Been a while.
If you are new to the show, if you are new to the Upset Picks Challenge, maybe you've heard us talking about it before, but you're like, nah, I don't really want to get involved in that. So you're not quite sure on the rules and you want to get in this week. Here's how you do it. You go to ESPN.com. Find the spreads that are posted there right now. We actually locked them in an hour ago as of 3 p.m. We locked those spreads in. Find a game where you think the betting underdog wins the game outright. We're calling an outright upset, not against the spread, outright upset only. And then you text us at 844-FAN-PHONE with your name, your game, and the spread. For example, we have a text from Boomer Bill that says, Boomer Bill, Ole Miss plus 7.5 over Georgia. Mm. That's how it needs to look. Boomer Bill, Ole Miss plus 7.5 over Georgia.
Boomer Bill's on it, man.
Yeah.
He's on it. So let's go, Tolos. Let's get it going. Yeah. You know, there's a lot, I know for a fact, because I talk to him every day and every week, friends of mine, there are a lot of people that listen to this show that don't participate
what
in the upset picks. I know why. Before we get to the phone lines real quick, I know why they don't participate. They're scared. They're chicken.
Losers.
They don't want to do it. They're scared. They don't. They can't pick a game right.
Scared like, money don't make money.
No, it doesn't. You got to at least try. I'm not good at it either, but you have to at least try. I've got a couple that I'm trying to decide between. But
yeah.
Meanwhile, let's go to the phone lines at 844-326-3663. The one and only Leprechaun of Lyman. If you're new to the show, brace yourself because this isn't your typical caller. The Leprechaun of Lyman Diesel is ready to make his upset pick. Leprechaun, what do you got for us?
I was beaten. I was pummeled. I was left for dead on the side of the road. I was dropped on the head. And I know what you're probably thinking, and there may be some truth to it, which explains my current disposition. Anyway, and I am not a superhero, but you can call me Batman, because like the Dark Knight Rising, hey-hoo, boys, I'm freaking back again! New upset pick. I've got UNLV over Boise State. Poe, don't even think about picking this game. I need it to land. Now, I thought we were out of this playoff race, but it appears I was mistaken. This week, we've got USC, and not the fake one that Dewey cheers for. The real USC. And this call is bittersweet. You see, USC wants to end this great rivalry. And I know I've made some casual threats to them in the past, but this week, I'm appealing to their humanity. Game as old as time, rivalry sublime. We were never friends, but we need you to the end. You know it, USC. This rivalry should stand. It's good for college fans. We're all a little scared, and no one is prepared to end this rivalry. Make it stay the same. Always play this game like it's been before. Ever just as sure as the sun will rise. If you decide to leave, and this is our last dance, may it be the best in this our final test. Notre Dame, USC, may we crush your dreams. May we beat your team. We still hate USC.
Woo-hoo! The Leprechaun.
Oh my God.
That call was epic, but I will say I'm at a loss for words. Did you hear what he said? He said he was picking UNLV over Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he said that, he said, Cole, don't you dare take it. I am going to, for those watching the stream, I am going to show a screenshot that's in my camera roll that I screenshotted last night, Diesel, of my selection. This is no lie. I did it last night. And for those watching the stream, can you see what game it is? It's UNLV Boise State. That was my original pick this week. Upset picks. But Leprechaun of Lyman Diesel says I'm not allowed to take it. Is that fair? Am I allowed? Can Leprechaun of Lyman have that type of authority over me?
Here's the thing. I greatly considered that game myself.
They're 6-0. UNLV Dan Mullen, baby. Well, I mean, that's going to be a popular pick this week. And it was the one game that I screenshotted. So I'm considering it. But Leprechaun's going with it.
You know, I wrote a poem for the Leprechaun of Lyman myself.
And did you really?
This is not ChatGPT at all. I wrote this in the last 90 seconds, okay? The Leprechaun of Lyman. He's a good guy, man. He makes me laugh. He makes me smile. His calls always go the extra mile. He cheers for Notre Dame. Some call him super lame, but he's fine by me because the content is free. Be bold and cheer for the gold of old Notre Dame.
Oh, you're a Notre Dame fan now? Are you converting? Are you converting, Diesel?
Well, I did like the movie Rudy a lot.
That's true.
As a kid.
That's true.
I like that movie a lot.
Well done. T Swizzle says, no, Cole, you can't pick that one. Oh, my gosh.
That is a pretty popular choice so far. So why don't you do this, Cole? Why don't you go down the list of games that you were considering?
That's the only one.
That's a very, very short list. Okay.
By the way, J-Tez says, that's 5 minutes of my life I'll never get back. I don't know that it was 5 minutes. Aww. It might have felt like 5 hours. But well, Leprechaun's unique, man. He's
maybe
something
I can
else.
Maybe I can change your mind here, Cole. I got a couple that you might consider switching to on behalf of the Leprechaun of Lima, but this is entirely up to you, okay?
Have you made your selection yet, by the way?
I thought I had, but why do they only give you hate for picking the same game as
them? Yeah, really? I mean, goodness gracious, we have the same amount of points.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm looking at Nebraska at Minnesota plus 8.5. Could the distraction of Matt Rhule maybe being a candidate for the Penn State job distract them enough so that Nebraska loses on the road to a 4-2 Minnesota, by the way?
No.
They're not slouches.
No, I'll tell you why.
They're not slouches.
I saw Minnesota in person a couple weeks ago. That team sucks. That team's not good.
Okay.
I think Nebraska Diesel will cover the 8.5.
Ooh,
I do. You can't convince me on that one.
Well, I also looked at Oklahoma at South Carolina plus 5.5 because the Gamecocks' backs are against the wall in this one. You got to win this game, or it makes bowl eligibility in a winning season extremely difficult to achieve. Mateer's hand might still be bothering him. You know, maybe there's a new intensity on the offensive line with Sean Elliott stepping up to take over the role. Could I convince you to maybe take South Carolina plus 5.5?
I think so.
Okay.
I looked at it, and I do think South Carolina has a good chance to win Saturday. I know you look at the LSU game and you think, Cole, what makes you think that South Carolina's going to beat Oklahoma? I think South Carolina's defense is really good. And yeah, John Mateer's really good as well, Diesel. But I do think this season the Gamecocks defense is going to keep them in every game, give them a chance to win every game. It didn't against Vandy, but that's one game where they really just didn't play well collectively. Mm-hmm. I did look at that one. I'm still undecided. I haven't made my upset pick yet.
Okay.
I don't know when I'm going to make it, but I'm as undecided as ever, Diesel, with me being down so many. Do I just swing for the fences or do I try to stack some wins? I don't know.
Well, I got a couple more for you. We'll get to them after we hear from Delvin because he knows more about this challenge than I do. Delvin's kicking yours and mine, but maybe Delvin can convince you of what game you should take. What's up, Delvin?
Well, I'm looking hard at this. And I couldn't believe the spread of this game because I think the game going to be close and I'm going right with the upset. Give me UNLV plus 12.5 over Boise State.
God, okay. That's a popular one. You and Leprechaun both. Did you hear Leprechaun of Lyman also pick that game, Delvin?
No, I've been in and out. I've been out. Like,
you're good.
That's a good pick, though. It's a really good pick. I think that's my leader in the clubhouse at the moment.
Yeah, I know a lot of people said the weather, but they played at Wyoming this year. It was snowing, so I don't got no problem going to get a win.
Good call, Delvin. We got you down. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for my call, guys.
All right. Next up on my list, Cole, and we'll get to this next caller here in just a second, Coastal Carolina, plus 10.5 at App State. They have beaten App State 3 years in a row. I think App State is a better football team, but I just don't know how trustworthy they are right now.
And Coastal's offense has looked putrid at times. And I mean just bad. Just, again, to your point, we don't really know how good App State is. I did see that you, because I looked at the upset picks document, I did see that you were going to have some tough sledding at home.
Yeah, that's the problem because my
wife,
my lovely wife, lovely, lovely wife who chose the name FU Ashley, but this week I think it is a little extra fitting. She is taking Coastal Carolina over my App State Mountaineers for 10.5. She says it's nothing personal. I'm just here for the points.
And she's been killing it.
She's in the top 10.
I don't know how, but she's been killing it.
She's in the top 10. And the last one before we go to Guy on the phone, I'm also looking at USC plus 9.5
over
at Notre Dame. Jaden Maiava is really, really good. Strong running back, strong receiving core. USC's lone loss was a 2-point road loss at a really good Illinois. Maybe I could convince you to switch and change your mind to USC plus 9.5. Still worth a good number of points.
It is worth. 9.5 is a good amount. Yeah. I think my point or my hope now on the upset picks challenge is just to finish with points. I think I'm just so far gone. It's been so devastating.
Next year, you're going to be on fire, and you're going to finish with a ton of points.
No, there's no way.
Let's go to the phone lines and get Guy on the line. Guy, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Ole Miss plus 7.5 to beat Georgia.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
Does Georgia lose two in a row, though?
Well, again, the USC, and I apologize.
Well, they won last week.
The USC Notre Dame game is also tempting, but I just think very rarely. But I'm going to go with Ole Miss. I'm not doing Rutgers.
I was going to think, and then I decided to go with my gut instead.
Well,
is that basically how that works?
Work that well. I'm 0-for whatever this season, my gut can't get any worse.
And by the way, I apologize, Guy. I was thinking Georgia played Alabama or beat Alabama last week. They beat
Auburn.
I can't talk. I was thinking Georgia lost to freaking Alabama last week. They beat Auburn last week, so they lose 2 weeks ago? Is that right? Georgia's now a one-loss team. Didn't they lose to Bama?
Yeah,
2 weeks ago. Had my weeks mixed up. Sorry about that.
Well, good call, Guy. Appreciate you.
Good luck, Guy. Thanks, man.
There you go. Leprechaun of Lyman, by the way, said he loves my poem.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm wrong on that, too. When did Georgia lose? I have no freaking idea what I'm talking about. They beat Kentucky a couple weeks ago. Am I wrong thinking that Georgia – am I making that up?
Is Georgia undefeated?
No.
No,
they lost – I thought they lost to Alabama. Was that long ago now? It's been 3 weeks since that happened? I guess so. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm an idiot. I can't pick upset picks. I can't do
it. Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago.
God. I was thinking it was
Cole.
Last week.
What world are you living
in? I don't
know.
It's bad.
What world are you living in? You can call your picks in. You can text your picks in. Both 844-326-3663. Remember, give
Let's
us your
go.
Name,
Come on.
Your game, and the spread. The goal on any Wednesday, Cole, is to get somewhere around that 65-75 mark for the total number of picks. So we got to pick it up. Even though we got, another 2 hours and 45 minutes of the show and some big-time guests coming up in this show today, you're going to want to get those upset picks in as soon as you can. Steve Squared, we got you. Jeff R., Guy, J-Tez, Delvin, RJ, Tim D., Maze and Brew, Leprechaun of Lyman, Marvy Marv, T-Swizzle, all of you guys, we appreciate you. And a bunch more before that. Those aren't the only picks we have. Just keep them coming at 844-FAN-PHONE.
So we have, let me ask this question. It's week 8. We have 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 left. That's 8 regular season, right? Mm-hmm. Does that include the that includes conference championship? Then you have the bowls. We do one before Christmas, one after.
Correct.
So we have like 15. No, we have like 10 weeks left.
Yeah, there's still a long way to go.
So here's what I'm going to do. If I
you
got
can hit for 4 points a week and have 40 points, and maybe I mean you'll still be way behind Dave Mosley, who's already got 71.
Yeah, I'm thinking I wanted to swing big and go like UNLV over Boise State because I looked at that one. I just do not know right now. I'm still undecided in terms of what I'm
going
to do.
You're not willing to put your money behind the fighting Dan Mullins?
I am, but it's a big spread, man. It's a big spread. Kevin Bugs on Facebook says, should have taken FIU like ChatGPT said yesterday. I know you couldn't take Tuesday games, but it is what ChatGPT. Oh, is ChatGPT right last night?
How about that? That's just lucky, though. How about that? That's just lucky.
Ah, there you go, Diesel. Kane on YouTube says, Cole, pick Mississippi State. Mississippi State over, who are they playing?
Mississippi State plays, God, if you hadn't asked me right.
No.
Ole Miss is playing Georgia.
Who's Mississippi State?
Is playing. Let's find that one. Mississippi State is playing Florida this week.
Florida, that's right. That's
on
right.
On the road.
Urban's going to get fired is what Dewey. Hey, speaking of, real quick, let's go to the phone lines. Dewey wants to weigh in. What's up, Dewey?
Yes, Leprechaun Lyman, you suck. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, bye, Dewey.
My upset picks this week, I had to think about this, but I hate Florida State, so I'm going to go with Stanford over Florida State, 17.5.
Wow.
Okay.
Because Pitt beat them last week, and Florida State's spiraling out of control. The game's at 10:30, even though it's on the West Coast, but that's still past their bedtime. So Stanford has the advantage, even though Stanford sucks, but whatever FSU sucks more, and I hate Mike Norvell. And left pun, I'll get you next time. Oh.
All right, real quick, Dan B wants to weigh in. What's up, Dan B?
Oh, I totally think we should add a ChatGPT to this list.
Ooh.
Like we do with the
Superdog. Let ChatGPT be a contestant every week.
A player, yeah, yeah.
That would be fun.
Interesting. With the FIU, we could just start right there with the FIU.
That would be funny. That's a good idea, Dan. That's why you're the best. You have your pick yet or no?
No.
Okay.
Still mulling on it. All right, thanks, Dan.
Send it in when you're ready. Thanks, Dan.
We're going to run off to a break. We have a big interview coming your way on the other side. We talk to Toby Rowland. Well, who the heck is Toby Rowland? I'm sure you Tolos out there don't recognize that name. He is the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, going behind enemy lines, talking Oklahoma Gamecocks with the play-by-play voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.